On Wednesday, a couple of pairs of tickets to give away on In the Loop all day long at 11:35, 10:35, 12:35, and 1:35. So on the 35s, win tickets. See the Texans take on the Jaguars in the home finale in the regular season against Jacksonville. That's going to be all Wednesday on the 35s during In the Loop.
He's a fighter. He fought, you know, and we've just got to, you know, we got to figure a lot of things out, and that's what we're doing. But in the end, you know, we won the game, which is the most important thing.
Sacrifice everything when he hurt. Everybody around him better do the same thing, especially if it's your quarterback. And I think everybody put that on their shoulder this week and just try to give it all up for him. I think we do that every week for that guy, man. We love that young guy. He's a big leader to this team and a big part of this team. And we need him each and every week. And for him to come out there and show he got the toughness he had today. It's big for the defense and everybody around him, so happy for him.
One thing that's clear about Deshaun is that he is a tough player. I have no doubts about that.
I was having a conversation with somebody at the press conference, and they told me that Clowney mentioned something about Deshaun's shoulder being injured. I'm like, what? I don't remember that. And that's what I think that person misheard what Clowney just said, which
is
he puts everything on his shoulders, like puts everything on his back.
I thought one of the more amusing moments of the press conference was when Bill O'Brien was asked about Deshaun Watson, and a reporter had had the gall to say that he was dealing with nagging injuries.
Deshaun had to play through some nagging injuries today. How do you think he
nagging?
Here's my issue with this.
Did he genuinely mishear it? What else would he think?
No, he heard. I was right there. He heard exactly what she said. And my issue is, okay, you don't give any information about Deshaun last week.
Yeah.
Not that you have to give any information. You can do whatever the hell you want. But don't act butthurt about it when people.
Man, he just he walks through this world thinking that he's done something in the NFL.
Well, what was his
and
facial?
He hasn't done anything. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt here. What was his facial expression, Mike? You were there in this one specific moment when Jenny was asking that question.
I mean,
which was a perfectly fair question, and it's a fair way to phrase it, given what we. I mean, I think we all assumed here that he was dealing with something pretty serious, given the weird fluctuation in the gambling line in the game from to 10.
He's on the injury report, okay?
Right.
Okay, Bill, you want the injury report to speak for itself. Okay, Jenny Dial Creech is reading your injury report. Like, what the hell? Why is he so damn sensitive about every little thing? And it ends up with him saying such incredibly stupid things that I get more aggravated than I need to be over it. Like him explaining to everybody that it's hard to score in the red zone. Bill, it's not hard to score on the 1 yard line. It's really easy. It's really like, that's why people are upset with you. Look, it's not, O'Brien, I need you to understand this. They're not upset that it's hard to score in the red zone. They're upset that you're the worst in the league at it. They're upset that teams, when they have first and goal at the one, score 85% of the time. At that point, it's easy to score. You are making it way harder than it needs to be. So stop acting like you're God's gift of football and that every question is stupid.
Let me focus on this, though. Once again.
Facial expression?
Was he perhaps being sarcastic?
No, I don't think he was being sarcastic. I think he was just more being like nagging, like they're not nagging injuries. But my issue, we all understand they're not nagging injuries, but the point is, you're not giving any information about the injuries. You want us to read Twitter.
Yeah.
Literally, the Texans want us to read Twitter to get actual information about their team.
When I've given you zero information, but I'm going to sneer at your characterization of all those injuries. Like, yeah, the nagging, it's like, do we want to get literal here? Well, hold on a second. Let me look up nagging. I would say anything that lingers for a couple weeks is a nagging injury. Like, cancer is a nagging disease. It's a hell of a nag. It's a what adjective do you want us to use for the injuries, Bill?
Bill said,
my God, it's just a count. They turn everything. They make everything so damn complicated. He makes offense so complicated. It doesn't need to be this complicated. It's so simple. Oh, I miss Gary Kubiak's simple offense. When he had really good offensive linemen like Chris Myers, Wade Smith, Dwayne Brown, these guys, he did really good things with them. But he also took guys who weren't good offensive linemen and he turned them into acceptable NFL offensive linemen because he had a system and he ran it. He didn't just try to do a different desperate move every single week. Oh, nagging, constantly harassing, persistently painful or worrying. Are we like, oh, Jenny Dial Creech, how could you say that Deshaun Watson's injuries were persistently painful or worrying? Because they are? What the hell? Why? Why does he have to make 3-3 feel so miserable? Why does he have to make a 3-game win streak feel so awful? What? 4-year extension.
You guys see it. You guys are so much more negative than me today. It is amusing. I feel the same way. I feel the same way as you guys for the most part, but it is 3-3. Well, the NC South sucks.
I'm happy. I'm never like this. Trust me. People might think I'm like negative. I actually view myself as a fairly optimistic sports fan, especially before games. But I went to bed last night. And I was thinking to myself as I showered last night. I'm basically, all right, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Even if the Astros lose the ALCS or lose the World Series, this is a championship kind of team,
Ray,
right?
Real quick, listen. Okay, go ahead.
They're a championship kind of team. I'm looking at this Texans team and I'm like, all right, they're gonna finish basically either 8-8 or 7-9 and 9-7, and what they finish on basically depends on luck. When are they going to play better? I understand that the NFL is hard, but guess what? There aren't that many good football teams. The Dallas Cowboys are not that good. They are not that good. They're not that well coached. We know that. These are basically, I know they're opinions, but they're basically factual opinions. That makes sense. The Cowboys went out there and they smoked the Jaguars yesterday. When are we going to get one of those kind of performances when I feel like the team, especially offensively, is getting better?
I'm sorry to break in here, but I feel like we might need to correct some fake news on my part. Our listener, Steve Dent, he believes that she said slagging accidentally the first time. Can we listen to that again, Jonesy? You can dial that back up again. Did she misspeak and say slagging and Bill O'Brien was merely correcting her? I can't believe we're spending time on this. I apologize to everybody.
I don't think so.
But now, since I went off on it, because I just get so sick of him acting like he's God's gift to football knowledge and lore, here we go.
Deshaun had to play through some nagging injuries today.
Some nagging injuries. Okay, yeah, that's fine, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I heard it that way the first time when I was there. And I don't think it makes sense. Again, if you're not going to give any information about injuries, which is your purview.
It's not his job.
Honestly, what O'Brien should have said on Friday, I wouldn't have minded if he had said this. I would have been totally cool if on Friday he would have been like, listen, we know that Deshaun is dealing with some things you guys can see with the injury report. I'm not going to give any information because I want to keep a competitive edge. I want to keep the Buffalo Bills guessing, and that's the way I'm going to handle it. If he had said that, I'd be like, cool, that's fine. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
So that's my quick take on that. Deshaun Watson's got to throw the football away sometimes. He never throws the ball away. Has he thrown the ball away in the last couple of games?
I want to focus on this. This is something that is continuing over and over again, and I'm tired of people that are sticking up for Deshaun from that standpoint. I get he's banged up, and I'm not going to criticize a whole lot about his game, but good God, man, that's 4 interceptions in the end zone this season. You got to learn from him at some point. You're playing the damn Bills. You don't need to be aggressive against the Bills. Take the points against the Bills. Throw it away on third down. Okay, I don't agree with the Texans' decision to stop running the football when it was a second and short situation. Watson gets sacked, almost fumbles the ball away. It's 3rd and 13, and then Watson somehow escapes the sack, which was an incredible play, but chucks it into the end zone when there was nothing there. It gets intercepted. This has to stop. And
that was a 45-yard field goal he took off the board.
Right. It's week after week after week after week where we are seeing this from Watson, and you have to learn from your mistakes. Yeah. That's what's frustrating. You got to learn from it eventually, Deshaun. And again, I like what he was able to do out there.
I thought he had made look.
He gritted it out last. It's frustrating. Yesterday.
It's frustrating because he made progress with it versus the Cowboys, I thought. And I mean, how many targets did Alfred Blue get in the Cowboys game where he? It seemed like he regressed a little bit. And he does. Like he's horny for the deep ball. And he turns down easy opportunities to just take that profit. Like, as they say, don't go broke taking a profit. He needs to learn how to take those small profits more often.